Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Responding to a Freedom of Information request filed by the Press Association, the British National Health Services released figures recently for 2010 that revealed that three teenagers had undergone at least their seventh abortion, while another two teenagers had their seventh abortion. The National Health Service also reported that four more teenage girls underwent their sixth abortion. Also in 2010, the last year for which data was available, 14 teenage girls had their fifth abortion, 57 others underwent their fourth abortion, while 485 women under the age of 19 had their third abortion, according to the National Health Service. Overall, the NHS reported that in 2010, 38,269 teenagers aborted. More than 5,300 of these girls were having at least their second abortion. Repeat abortions were even more common among older women. Roughly a third of all abortions were on women who'd already had at least one abortion. As the London Telegraph reported, out of the 189,574 abortions carried out in 2010 for women of all ages, more than 64,300 terminations were for women who had already had the operation in the past. Some 85 of those women had undergone at least seven previous terminations, including 30 women who were aged under 30. The numbers are staggering, especially when you consider those 2010 statistics from the National Health Service showing almost 190,000 abortions in England and Wales. Most disturbing, however, are the statistics showing the astronomical rate of repeat abortions among teenagers. When young women are having three or more abortions, it's clear that abortion is being used as a method of birth control. Rebecca Mallinson of the Pro-Life Alliance in the United Kingdom told the London Telegraph, "There is something seriously wrong with the country where teenagers are having even one abortion, let alone repeat abortions to this extent." She added, "We are failing these young people in an appalling way." The numbers out of Britain are appalling, but they're not surprising. When pro-abortion forces worked for passage of the Abortion Act of 1967 in Parliament, and were working to weaken protections for unborn children in state legislatures here in the United States in the late 1960s, they were advocating for a policy which allowed abortion for any reason. Here in the United States, they achieved that goal with the twin Supreme Court decisions Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton. As a result, we see stories like this one out of Britain showing 4, 5, 6, and even 7 repeat abortions. And the results aren't all that different here in the United States. A 2006 report from the Guttmacher Institute, which was originally founded as a special research arm of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, found that, quote, among women having abortions in 2002, about one half had already had a prior abortion. According to Guttmacher's report, about one out of every 100 women aged 15 to 44 had a second or higher abortion. Pro-abortion activists would like to argue that repeat abortions are a result of lessened access to so-called reproductive health services, but their rhetoric doesn't stand up to the numbers. Repeat abortions are a failure of society to respect life, and they are a sad but as expected result of the Supreme Court's abortion decisions, which opened the door to the destruction of human life for any reason. Once opened, abortion rates skyrocketed, and the annual number of abortions climbed until reaching a high of 1.6 million in the early 90s. Our Supreme Court and our society made it easy to destroy human life, but with statistics showing an overwhelming number of repeat abortions, the position of abortion advocates is even more untenable than it's ever been. We already know from public opinion polling that a majority of Americans are opposed to the vast majority of abortions. And we know that it's only a matter of time before the fight for life is victorious and we return legal protection to unborn children and their mothers.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.